Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we conclude 2025, every day at 4:30, we are counting down the most memorable moments from the year that was in New York sports. A very special committee, I'm not even sure who's on the committee, has counted them down from 25 to 1, and every day we reveal 3, and then later next week, we'll find out the most memorable moment in New York sports from the year that was. Yesterday, we heard that Brandon Nimmo, shockingly being traded, was 25. Pete Alonso, becoming the all-time Mets home run king, was 24. And Clark Schmidt, ruining Sean Morash's weekend, getting pulled with a no-hitter, was number 23. I want to make it very clear, according to the committee, and they made this clear a few days ago, any sporting event or transaction that happens after the list debuts, which was yesterday, will not be counted on the list. And so because of that, Edwin Diaz going to the Dodgers, at least according to what the committee sent us last week, will not be on this list.
Yes, question, Sean.
Okay, I think there's a valid question. Does Edwin Diaz get lost to the ether, or does that count as a 2026 move?
Great question. I will email the committee.
It's 2026 move.
Yeah. That'd be my guess, but I don't know for sure.
But you know what's going to happen.
We're going to forget about it.
No, the Dodgers are going to win a World Series, and Edwin Diaz is going to be the MVP, and then we're not going to forget about it.
Or
it's going to be in our face.
Or, can I say one positive thing since I've been so negative for 2.5 hours? What if Edwin Diaz melts down in the finale of the NLCS, sending the Mets to the World Series?
Or melts down in the World Series against the Yankees.
Well, that would help you guys, yes. Either or. So anyhow, that's who was debuted yesterday, 25, 24, and 23, which means we are now down to 22 in 25 in 25.
Number 22, Chris Kreider gets traded.
Can you believe it? Chris Kreider with the natural hat trick, the go-ahead goal in Game 6 in hopes of finishing off the Hurricanes.
Another guy who crowds the front of the net is changing teams. Chris Kreider leaving New York for beautiful California sunshine, guys. He's headed to the Anaheim Ducks.
How's that make you feel, Sean?
That still makes me sad. Chris Kreider in 6 days will make his return to Madison Square Garden. There's not going to be a dry eye in the house. That was a guy who deserved to be a lifelong Ranger and arguably the biggest hockey story of 2025.
Really? I kind of forgot about it.
Well, it was a hockey story.
It also happened months ago.
That's true.
Would you, on this day of Diaz leaving and potentially Pete Alonso leaving relatively soon, where would you put that on the Diaz and Alonso leaving scale?
Well, to be fair, I have to see where Alonso goes. What minimizes Kreider is he went to a very nondescript Dodger. Ducks.
Dodger. In L.A., yeah. But different.
Right, exactly.
It would be Pete Alonso going to the Angels.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Or Edwin Diaz going to the Angels.
Right, it's a non-threat to the Rangers.
All right, so there you go. That was number 22. Let's hear number 21.
Number 21. The Islanders win the lottery and select Matthew Schaefer.
In the first overall selection in the 2025 Upper Deck NHL Draft belongs to the New York Islanders.
Do you believe in miracles, Kenny Morrow? Because your team has pulled it off. The New York Islanders have won the NHL Draft Lottery.
You know what's crazy?
I'm surprised that one's not higher because I do remember that.
That's what I was
mainly
thinking.
Because it was... was like conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a conspiracy attached to it because the Islanders lost the All-Star game.
Uh-huh.
And so the thought was the lottery was handed to them because they lost the All-Star game. But the impact of Schaefer, this 18-year-old stud, coming to Long Island and also embracing it with this larger-than-life personality, living with, you know, a former Islander legend and Boomer's daughter, like... This is going to have one of the great impacts of anything that happened in the year that was. So I agree. My first reaction is that's got to be a lot higher.
Matthew Schaefer is the new king of New York sports.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, I guess when you put it that way, it's tough to hear a call where you say, do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in miracles? They had the All-Star game taken from, of course. Everybody knew they were getting the first over.
Exactly.
I know, but the odds were
it's
still...
It's a manufactured miracle.
Of course.
And everybody knew it.
That was WWE writers.
Yes.
I don't care. Knick fans don't care if it was fixed for Patrick Ewing. I don't care if it was fixed for Matthew Schaefer. And you certainly won't care if...
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, Adam Silver pays back Joe Tsai by opening up China again and sending the lottery to Brooklyn. You ain't going to care either.
No, fix it for me. I don't care. By the way, fix the NFL draft. Yeah,
all right, so a couple of hockey notes today. As you may notice, the Islander event finishing ahead of the Ranger event. And here is number 20.
Number 20. Woody Johnson verbally destroys Justin Fields.
What's your confidence level in Aaron to turn it around?
Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that we've got, you know. He has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope then?
I just think defense, special teams are doing better.
I think we've heard enough. Yeah, verbally destroying Justin Fields, and the reason
my quarterback sucks.
The reason this should be high on this list is if I ask you 7 years from now to define Justin Fields' time with the New York Jets, the first thing people are going to think about is Woody Johnson verbally destroying
him. There's not any other memorable moments. What other memorable Justin Fields moment is there? He's been good in a couple of these games, but is any of them memorable?
Almost beating the Steelers in week one.
But not even really, because that was more about the Steelers stealing it at the end.
Well, I do remember that day coming on the air saying, hey, Justin Fields outplayed Aaron Rodgers, which I believed.
Yeah.
So I think from a performance standpoint, you're not wrong, Sean, but no one's going to remember that. Yeah. I mean, honestly, the thing we're going to remember about Justin Fields' failed time here is Woody Johnson verbally ripping him.
You can't complete a forward pass.
I don't want to blame Aaron Glenn. I think he's actually pretty good, but his quarterback sucks.
That's exactly what he said. We'll continue the list tomorrow at 4:30. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019, the number. Let's go to Anthony in Middletown, New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, guys? Real quick. So, Evan, would you have the same feeling towards Diaz if Lindor didn't bail him out in Atlanta a couple years ago?
It's a great question. No, that's a great question.
And then I have one more thing after that.
All right, go ahead. I'm thinking about it.
Oh, the other thing about with Stearns is you got to let the guy build his team. Why is it a requirement for him to retain guys that he may or may not want. And that goes to what Tiki was saying earlier about having the mandate with Alonso. Like, if Stearns doesn't want Alonso, then, in my opinion, he needs to build a team the way he wants to do it, good or bad. That's what we're paying him for. So well, you shouldn't be forced to sign anybody
if he doesn't want to. You're right about that. And the challenge for Met fans is that it felt so close with what was previously here. And so why change it so dramatically? And yes, you might have a different vision, David Stearns. You might see it from a different lens because you came from a small market environment where you had to piece it together. Now you just put a little bit of that financial resource behind you. It could be a powerhouse for years to come and not overly expensive. But the Met fan just wants to see winning. And you were so close to winning. Why change it so drastically?
And also, our affection towards Diaz, certainly a lot of it is what he's done here, but it's also he's the best closer in baseball.
Right.
He's proven he can handle this. So when you talk about winning a championship, I think the argument most Met fans are going to make today and over the next few days talking about this is that Edwin Diaz gave the Mets the best chance to win. Now, he brought up a great question, and it's a hypothetical question that I can use on everybody else in a million different circumstances. And that's, what if this didn't happen? How would you feel about this player? Right? You can do this to Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. We can find moments on his playoff run and say, well, if this didn't happen, what do you think of him? So he brings up game 161. Edwin Diaz did not cover first base. Edwin Diaz blew that game.
Yeah, defense.
1,000%.
Run prevention.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Right.
Run prevention.
So what would my opinion and what would Met fans' opinions be on Edwin Diaz if they did not come back and win that game? Well, what happens in 162? Do they make the playoffs? Do they win a round? Like, there's so many moving pieces on that. But that's sports. That's the beauty of sports.
Yeah.
What would you think if this didn't happen? What would you think if Jeffrey Mayer wasn't born and didn't help Derek Jeter at all? Like, there's a million questions like that, and they're impossible to answer. But yes, if your point is Lindor bailed out Edwin Diaz, he did.
Well, especially because we were just talking about the Justin Fields memorable moments. If this is the end of his tenure here, and it feels like it is, there aren't any of them. But it's because he didn't play in any big moments that were memorable, good or bad. There were no big moments. And if you do it in a big moment, it's memorable. And especially if it works positively for your team, it becomes something that defines your emotional relationship with that player.
There are three things that cause me to really believe at 4:41 p.m. Tuesday, December 9th, that Pete Alonso's gone. One of the things is the report that the Mets are hesitant to go more than 3 years for Pete Alonso.
Yes.
Number two is Scott Boras saying that it is fair for a younger player to demand a longer contract than going on a 33-year-old Kyle Schwarber. So basically, Scott Boras is saying it's fair for us to ask for more than what Schwarber got, a five-year deal, because Pete's 2 years younger. So when you take the combination of the Mets don't want to go more than 3 years, Boras is basically saying it's fair to ask for more than five.
So basically six or seven.
Yes, and the fact that the Orioles made a five-year offer on Schwarber and missed out, it feels like it is destiny.
Yeah.
Like it is inevitable that Alonso's bolted.
It's almost like his agent is trying to force the hand of the Mets, which is going to force him out the door. That's what it feels like. It's like he's aggressively, again, negotiating. We already know how David Stearns and Steve Cohen feel about this because they said it. Blatantly said it at the Met Fan Fest last year about how he hated the negotiation and how it sounded and how it felt and how disappointed they were. Actually, no, they said it at the signing, right, when they ultimately did sign him. But it seems like his agent is doing the same thing.
Well, I think his agent is pushing for the longest-term deal possible, and based on the fact that Kyle Schwarber got a five-year deal and other teams made a five-year offer, rightfully so, Scott is looking at Pete's line of work and Kyle's line of work and saying, why are we after settling for less?
Shouldn't you just, like, not talk about it?
Well, you're asking Scott Boras to do something he's not used to.
I'm just being honest. Like, you're in a spot where the market for the DH, whatever how you want to classify Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, whatever their combo sounds like, it's shrinking. Like, there's only a couple of availabilities here. Shouldn't you work on getting a deal done instead of yelling at people that this is the deal I want?
Well,
I'm being honest. Like, I think it feels counterintuitive to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.